Jeans and a Hoodwee by Kinky Neasel. Read by Lorcalon. Draco discovers there might be some benefits to wearing muggle clothes. "Smile," Granger said, and Draco automatically sent a grin at the camera, using the moment as an excuse to throw his arm across Harry's shoulder. The flash went off and he relaxed, looking back down at his clothes. It was bad enough he'd allowed the Gryffindors to dress him up like this, but now they were taking photographic evidence. Wasn't that the clothes were bad, per se. More that they were so casual. Where were the crisp lines of a pinstripe suit? The body-hugging perfection of a bottle-green vest? The elegant drape of a formal robe? No. He was in some strange material called denim. The trousers were called jeans. A t-shirt and hoodwee completed the ensemble. He would have felt like a bloody idiot, except that Weasley had a stupid t-shirt with Harry's face on it, and Harry himself had used some weird gunk on his hair that had left him looking a little ridiculous. Longbottom, on the other hand, filled out muggle clothes like he was born to them, and if Draco wasn't already hopelessly in love with one completely inappropriate hero-type person, he'd be looking to press that hunk of meat up against the nearest wall. Unfortunately, Draco's heart did belong to the man standing next to him, horrible hair gunk and all. And in the end, that was the reason why he was in a hoodwee and jeans and about to go out into Muggle London. All five of them, even Granger, were on the way to a gay bar. And all Draco could hope was that his hoodwee wouldn't get in the way of him picking up some Muggle who could make him forget about Harry Potter for one night.
Open Gangnam Style.
It took less than 3 hours of loud music, overpriced drinks, and blatant gropes by strangers for Harry to be more than ready to go home. He really didn't know why he'd agreed on this little excursion. His eyes caught a glimpse of Platinum Blonde on the other side of the room, and he remembered exactly why. It was all about the chance to see Draco Malfoy in a tight pair of jeans. Of course, seeing Draco in his tight jeans and sexy hoodie and perfect hair draped over some random muggle he'd picked up was not exactly helping Harry enjoy their night out. The muggle was getting all grabby, and Harry had an idea that Draco was far too drunk to say no if he wanted to. He approached in time to hear Draco fishing for compliments. "You really think these atrocious trousers suit me?" "Sure they do, baby." The dark-haired muggle took that opportunity to squeeze Draco's ass. "They highlight all the best bits. And this hoodwee isn't appallingly middle class." The muggle gave Draco a confused look. "Hoodwee?" "He's drunk," Harry interjected. "Too drunk to say hoodie. Isn't that right, Draco?" "Hi, Harry." Suddenly, Harry's arms were full of Draco, and he had to adjust his stance to keep them both standing. "Have you met Josh?" Josh was glaring at him, obviously upset at the absence of a hot blonde in his arms. "Nice to meet you, Josh," Harry said with as much politeness as he was able. "Reminds me of you," Draco said, causing both Harry and Josh to glare. "But he has better hair. Wanna mess your hair up? Looks better messy." Draco's hands were in his hair, and Harry felt a cleaning charm run through it, as it was thoroughly mussed. He had to get them out of here before Draco decided to change their clothes as well. "Nice to meet you, Josh," he said before realizing he'd already said that. He gave a tight smile and turned Draco towards the bar.
"Open Gangnam Style.
I'm taking drunk boy home," he told Hermione when he found her, trying to ignore the long fingers that were sneaking up under his t-shirt. "He probably needs to sleep it off." "Sleep it off with me, Harry," Draco said in a plaintive voice. Then there was a nose nestled in his hair. You smell good. Time to go home. Draco woke with a screaming head and almost all his clothes still on, which didn't speak well for his goal of forgetting Harry Potter the night before. There was a grumbly moan from behind him, and an arm snaked over his waist. Obviously something had happened. "How's your head?" a voice murmured into his ear. A voice he could swear he recognized. "I have a potion." "Please," he said, hoping he'd be able to think better after his head cleared. He fell back onto his pillow as the potion did its work, and finally worked up the courage to open his eyes. Wide green ones were looking back at him. "Why are you in my bed?" he asked Harry Potter. "You're in mine, actually. You climbed in and refused to leave."
"Oh.
You said you looked good in your hoodwee, and so you should be spending the night in a hot guy's arms."
"Oh." Draco felt heat rushing to his face.
"Do you really think I'm hot?" Harry asked.
"Do you think I look good in my hoodwee?"
"Yes," Harry breathed, "but I think you'd look better out of it."
"You'd look better naked, too."
And as Harry showed him how easy it was to strip jeans and a hoodwee from his body, Draco decided that Muggle clothing might have its benefits, after all. The end. If you liked this story, please leave feedback for the author at kinkyneasel.livejournal.com. KINKYNEAZLE.livejournal.com. To leave feedback for the podficker, uniquepov.livejournal.com. UNIQUEPOV.livejournal.com. Thank you.